Hey, everybody. I just want to welcome you to episode 135 of the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show. This is Josh McKinney, and this is day 7 of the 7 days to suck less. We're here. We're sad. You know, at least I am. I enjoyed putting out this much content. I will never, ever try to do it again because it was a lot of work. I say that I'm going to probably do it like once a year or something. But yeah, it was a ton of work. It was really hard to do, but it was fun. And we're at the end of it. And hopefully it produced something. Hopefully it produced new listeners on the show. Hopefully it produced a higher rating for the show. And maybe people even bought stuff at simplifyingjiujitsu.com. That would be, those three things would be amazing. Hopefully everyone has the Three Lenses ebook too, absolutely free. But hopefully this turned out with something. It's interesting that I'm recording all of these, all the intros, the outros, everything is going to be done and edited by the time I release the first episode of the 7 days to suck less. And so I won't be giving you really any true live updates on, hey, this is what's happening. These things are growing. I'm just believing that they are. I am just, I should do an episode on blind faith, because that's pretty much where we're at right now. And believing that I'm going to take this podcast and make it life-changing for myself and my family. Yeah, we'll talk about blind faith on a different episode. We'll just talk about innovation on this episode. Everything's great. Let's innovate, right? There's this interesting thing with jiu-jitsu where it's almost looked down upon on trying to innovate, especially when like with technique and things like that. But that's not all we talk about. We talk about concept, training method, and what you should probably be focusing your innovation on. But it almost became this thing where you're not allowed to innovate until you're a black belt. And I think that that is wrong. I don't think that that's the right attitude to have. I think that innovation, you know, a lot of times it happens by accident. It just happens by seeing what something else that happened and going, oh, that's interesting. That's cool. Maybe we can play with it. Maybe we can figure it out more. And that's where most innovation comes from. And so trying to limit people by saying, no, you're only allowed to know these techniques, or these are how we do jiu-jitsu here, or that isn't jiu-jitsu. Those things, I think they stifle innovation. And I didn't really talk about that in the episode, is how the man is trying to keep us from innovating. But keep in mind, when you're inventing new stuff and you're trying new stuff, not everyone's going to be happy about it. There are a lot of traditional jiu-jitsu guys that don't like innovation, that don't feel like we need innovation in jiu-jitsu. They believe that the 15-year course to black belt is the best way. And maybe it is, but we can't know that until we try, right? We can't know that until we innovate. And so speaking of that, let's get into this episode on innovation. Here we go, guys. Real quick, guys, before we get into this episode, I know you're expecting to hear about the Three Lenses totally free ebook. That's so exciting. And I will tell you guys that is a mid-roll ad. But I wanted to tell you something more important. I know you think that the 7 days to suck less are just about the Three Lenses and pushing out that ebook, but they are not. They're really about getting the podcast seen. And so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is something I've never really asked you guys to do. For how many listeners we have an embarrassing amount of reviews on both Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, and Spotify, all three. We have an incredibly small amount of reviews. So if you guys listen on any three of those platforms, I would greatly appreciate if you gave me a 5-star review. Even if you don't do the ebook, please give me this 5-star review. It will only take a few seconds of your time, and it will be greatly appreciated and will help me and the podcast so much. And yeah, that's all I have for you guys. Give me those 5 stars and enjoy the episode. All right, guys, let's innovate today, right? I hope that you are not listening to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, Josh is finishing the 7 days to suck less on innovation. He probably knows so much about innovation. Let me start with this. Innovation most of the time happens by accident. Most of the time we innovate, it is not on purpose. Sometimes it is. Sometimes people do have the problem and then they look for all the solutions and eventually solve the problem. But most of the time, right, we're innovating. That means we're doing something new or thinking about something new and doing something in the way that people may not do it yet. Most of the time, it's going to happen by accident. Most of the time, innovation in jiu-jitsu happens through people rolling, happens through people sparring certain things. It happens through people asking the right questions. You look at the buggy choke. The first time I ever saw a buggy choke, and this might not be where it started. It was like a white or a blue belt demonstrating it. I think at like Henzo Gracie's Academy or something like that. So you look at that innovation, you look at what the buggy choke has become. J-Rod used it to win the finals of the biggest jiu-jitsu tournament, no-gi jiu-jitsu tournament ever. You know, a 256-man division, probably the biggest jiu-jitsu division ever. And he used it to win with the buggy choke. He might have not had 256 in his division. It might have been the 77 kilos, regardless, huge division. And he used it to win in the finals, right? And you saw it hit multiple times at that tournament. And you also are starting to see people innovate with it and not just use it as a submission. They use it as a threat to start to create an offensive cycle. And then they can start to retain guard. They can start to get back to guard because you're worried about defending the buggy choke and the guy starts to switch to guard. And so with that, how does that help us though, right? The buggy choke's already been invented. How are we going to invent the next buggy choke? Of course, we can look at specific problems and say, maybe there's a way to solve them, right? Maybe the bottom side control problem. I think that is one of the hardest things for most people to understand is how to get out of bottom side control. And so what we'll do is we'll start innovating. We'll start to highlight certain things as coaches and we'll say, oh, this is what matters. The shrimp is what matters. It's not. The bridge is what matters. It's not. But then we start to get to a point and somebody starts to realize, hey, getting perpendicular on the mat seems to matter more than anything else when you're in bottom side control. Getting on your side seems to matter more than anything else. All of your escapes can come from being on your side. And then you start to innovate and you start to say, well, what are some creative ways to get on my side? What are some creative ways to face this person? You know, maybe a little grip fight here, maybe hiding my hand here. It creates a fight where he just has to let me get on my side and then I'm escaping every single time, right? And a lot of the innovation in jiu-jitsu is simplifying. People were already doing this escape. People were always getting on their side first to escape. It's just nobody noticed it. Nobody seemed to recognize that this is essential to escape mount and side control. It's just getting perpendicular, getting on your side, right? So that's interesting, right? That's important when it comes to jiu-jitsu information or innovation. We first look and say, wow, it really happens in really small incremental things. Now, how do we encourage it? Right? Because we just highlighted a few ways of things that we've seen innovated just recently. They've really all been bottom side control stuff, right? And so we can even combine those two innovations and we can tie in the buggy choke with getting on our side. We can focus on getting the buggy choke. And when we create distance that it usually creates, we get on our side, right? We're able to innovate now because we just understood the little bits and we tie them together. Most jiu-jitsu innovation will be that, in my opinion. Most jiu-jitsu innovation from here on out is not going to be technique, in my opinion. It is going to be understanding the techniques that we already do and understanding ways to train them better. Those, if you're looking for places to innovate on, training method, I think, is number one, the most important thing, because anybody could figure out a new way to train. It is not something that you do have to be a high level black belt and have a high level understanding of. You just experiment, right? And we're going to talk about being able to observe things in just a second, but we'll still keep with experiment. So training method, like I said, is the biggest thing. Now, simplicity of techniques is going to be right behind that. I think the simpler that people can explain the broad fights in jiu-jitsu, the more helpful it is going to be for day one people. We are seeing more people now win big tournaments with less training than we ever have before. To reference J-Rod again, you know, I see that some people say he's been training for like 2 years. Some people say he's been training for three. Regardless, he won ADCC trials in a stacked division. Dominic Bell was in that division. Who else was in that division that was super, super tough? Sloan Clymer was in that division. Benji Silva was in that division. Man, there are so many. Mike Crisp, who's going to be on the podcast soon, was in that division. There are so many good guys in that division, and he has been training less than most of them, and he came out on top. There are people that are innovating on training method. You can't tell me that there aren't. You can't tell me that it is just that he is at the gym twice a day. There is no way that that is the reason that this dude was able to pull out what he did. Obviously, he's a great athlete, but look at the division. It is full of great athletes. It is full of great athletes that are also black belts. One, I think they worked on what mattered, which is innovative, right? Only training what matters for your goal. That is super innovative. People still don't do that. Everybody cares about getting good at everything. And that's not how you should look at jiu-jitsu, in my opinion. I think specialists are going to be more relevant in jiu-jitsu forever. I think that that is going to be the new thing. I don't know why innovation is turning into my predictions of the future, but this is where I see innovation going in jiu-jitsu. Maybe I shouldn't just, I'm not going to call this episode innovation. It's got to be something about like the future outlook in jiu-jitsu. But what I see is people at specific gyms. Let's use my gym. I see Head Nod HQ having a certain thing, a certain list of concepts and ideas that we all believe are important. And all of my students knowing these concepts and ideas. And of course, we still learn different techniques and we still experiment with techniques, but they will fall into those concepts. And what will happen is we'll figure out new and innovative ways to give you a game to get good at in jiu-jitsu and new and innovative ways to train jiu-jitsu. And they will be specific to my mat space. And then 30 minutes down the road at Watson Martial Arts is my coach's gym. He will have the concepts that he values and he thinks are important. Of course, since we train together, they'll probably be pretty similar, but he will have his own. And what will be cool is his students and my students will compete against each other at these tournaments and they will be trying to fight these concepts. It's not just the techniques, it's not just the ideas. Something that they do in my coach's gym a lot that I don't do at my gym as much is their ability to control the legs in passing, to smash the legs in particular in passing, right? This is like a conceptual thing. It's not just that they do one technique doing it. A lot of their guard passes use this concept, use this idea, right? And so you've kind of created this style of passing, whether by accident or on purpose, that your gym has. And I think that that is going to keep happening. This episode is brought to you by SimplifyingJiu-Jitsu.com and the all new Three Lenses ebook written by yours truly. So we all agree that jiu-jitsu learning is not the same for everyone. Some people learn differently. We all agree on this, but it seems to me like nobody has ever focused on defining the way people learn jujitsu. And I have found over the last 4 years, three styles of learning jujitsu, and they are all coupled with specific training method, specific mentalities, and specific routines. And so what you will be able to do with the three lenses is you will get to take a really short quiz and learn about where you learn jujitsu, how you learn jujitsu, and how you learn jujitsu most effectively. And with that information, you're going to be able to develop your own training method. You're going to be able to develop your own schedule, your own routine, and you are even going to be able to use training methods that people from other lenses, other perspectives use. This is a completely innovative book. This is a completely new book, and it is completely free. Again, it is only available at simplifyingjujitsu.com. Be sure to jump on simplifyingjujitsu.com and get your free copy of The Three Lenses. Back to the show. What happened when jujitsu techniques started to hit YouTube is everybody got good at specific things. Everybody got good at De La Hiva and Spider Guard, right? And then people started to realize they want to do both Gi and No Gi. And you can't play both De La Hiva and Spider Guard in No Gi. You've got to play other guards. You've got to learn how to control the legs better. And so people started doing that. And then they started applying those ideas to the gi. And now jujitsu is starting to get more broad. You are starting to see at black belt adult. And when I watch my division, well-roundedness for me is incredibly important because I'm going to be fighting so many unique guards and so many unique stand-up games, so many unique passers. I've got to be able to innovate. I've got to have something to answer all that. And in my opinion, the only thing that can do that, that can help with that, is really good concept that is simple, easy to understand. Something like you're going with these great guard players, hide behind their knees, always behind the back of their knees. Everything of your body, always something, whether it's both hands, whether it's a shin and a hand, whether it's both shins, always something behind the knees. Unless you're trying to pass, right? Then once you go behind the knees and you feel resistance, then you start to go in front of the thighs. That's passing. That's guard passing, okay? Whether you're using your shin for a knee cut, being in front, on top of the thigh, I guess you could say, or in front of the thigh, is the way to finish the pass, right? This is a really, really, really easy to explain concept that really matters. You could simplify guard passing with that. That's where I think jujitsu is going. I believe, I hope that 10, 15 years from now, that the simplicity of teaching jujitsu is going to be mind-blowing. That people that come up in my generation are mad about it because it's so easy. That is what I hope. The only way that we're going to do that is by innovating on concept and innovating on training method. I think, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, I think that we waste way too much time trying to innovate new techniques. I think that trying to innovate on techniques is, at this point, I don't know. I just don't, you don't see a lot of people burst onto the scene anymore doing something new. They just do something old, but better, right? You see Mika Goval, he is armbarring everybody. Who armbars anybody anymore, right? Unless you're in mount, who hits arm bars anymore? This dude is hitting closed guard arm bars on the best guys in the world. He didn't create a new technique. If I had to bet, he either feels it a different way than anyone else does or thinks about it a different way than anyone else does. All right. I've never talked to him about this. I could be wrong. He could just be super good, right? He could, maybe I've been wrong this whole time and he just has been drilling closed guard arm bars a ton and that's why he's good. I doubt it though. But with innovation, with the future of jiu-jitsu, and that's why I wanted to finish the 7 days to suck less with this, is because I tell you guys, I hope that I can be on the forefront of jiu-jitsu innovation. I hope I can be the first guy that people send a message to when there is a new concept or new idea of training or new training method, right? That's my hope with innovation. That's my role in innovation. Your guys' role, I hope, is to take some of these ideas that I give on the podcast and innovate on them. Like I say all the time on the podcast, don't take what I say as gospel. Use it for inspiration. Then you can innovate. When you innovate, send me a message so then I can tell everybody about it, right? We'll all get better together. That is the way to get better at jiu-jitsu. We can't expect the top five coaches in the world to come up with all the great jiu-jitsu ideas. That is not a good way to do this. There are millions of people doing jiu-jitsu now. There was a time that all jiu-jitsu did come from one place, but it is not that anymore. We are in a new era. We've got to recognize it. We've got to focus on what's more important. In my opinion, the things that are important to innovate on are going to be concept and training method. And I think there are even people that are focused on concept. I think that there are so few people that focus on training method. I don't hear about it very often. And that is, if you guys need some help with training method, be sure to get the three lenses. I list 8 different training methods that I use, and I use all 8 of these training methods. These are not, hey, these are ways people train, I don't think that they work. These are 8 training methods that I use and also why I use them and what you can use them for. And so, if you guys don't have the three lenses, be sure to sign up for it and hit me with that 5-star review. Boom, hit you with both ads right there. That was innovative. So last part about innovation. And this is, I think, this is probably going to be the most helpful part. I know I took this long to say it, but for me, all things that I have innovated on that I have shared with you guys on the podcast, I'm trying to think if there's anything that's not like this. I don't think so. I almost think every single thing that I have innovated on has not come from me sitting and trying to fix something or problem solve something. Most of it came from watching people do jiu-jitsu. A lot of the understanding of distance management that I have a seminar that I teach on distance management for guard passing. A lot of it came from watching one of my students, Robert, who, when he gets his black belt — he's a brown belt now — when he gets his black belt, he'll be on the show. And I promise you that will be a top 10 episode. I guarantee it. But one of my brown belts, he has a really good closed guard. And I started to notice his ability to break people's posture, his ability to break my posture, and where I was at when he could break my posture, and what he was doing and how he was scooting away to break my posture. I started to click. Okay. So I started to teach things in class, and I would even highlight and say, hey, we watch, this is what Robert does. He kind of climbs on you from this position. And I just explained it in the way that I understood it the best, right? I asked him what he thought he was doing. And like I said, most people do jiu-jitsu by feel, right? And so even how they explain something might not be the simplest way. How I explain something might not be the simplest way. And that's how we should look. It's what we should be looking for, is the easiest to understand and comprehend. Because then when I think about the position in a live round, I can think about one sentence or one word: underhook, armpit, right? Maybe that's what I think about, armpit or top of the thigh or behind the knee. Think about one little term. And I've simplified jujitsu. It's much easier for me to understand, right? But like I said, a lot of this distance management stuff came from me just observing Robert and not being, and not having an ego about it, not saying, cause he was a purple belt a lot of this time. And so, being like, oh, well, he's my purple belt. I can't learn anything from him. No way. I'm watching this guy. And then I'm watching some of my other guys, some of my black belts, and they're doing stuff with passing Robert. Okay. How come they're passing and these other guys aren't? They're trying the same passes. I can see it. They're attempting the same passes and I can't tell the difference. Well, I started to realize that the difference was distance. Hey guys, I just wanted to interrupt this episode and tell you about something really exciting that we have going on at simplifyingjujitsu.com for this week only, the 7 days to suck less. We are doing 40% off of everything. The entire store at simplifyingjujitsu.com. We are selling everything for 40% off. And all you have to do is use promo code 7 days. That is the number 7 DAYS. Use promo code 7 days. Celebrate the 7 days to suck less. And you can get any product that you want on simplifyingjujitsu.com for 40% off. And that's not including that free ebook that you really need to have already, the three lenses. So that's what we have going on for you guys. Hope you guys head over to simplifyingjujitsu.com and use promo code 7 days. Remember, that is the number 7 DAYS, and enjoy 40% off the entire store. Let's celebrate, guys. Back to the episode. All right, I'll give you a really quick explanation because this is super cool. You will find in guard passing, this is something maybe John Thomas will talk about and you've heard of, is chest over chest is the most important thing for the guard passer. Meaning like I am squared up to you and my chest is over yours. That doesn't mean I have to be on top of you flat, right? Sometimes you have frames in the way and I can't get closer, okay? But once you get chest over chest, pretty much all guard passing is at that point is pulling the person towards you and leg pummeling. That's it. Once you get there, you also get, like, if you put me in X guard, if I were to just grab your lapels from X guard, both of them, and pull your chest underneath mine and just focus on picking your chest up, you could try anything. You're not moving me. Or it's going to be very hard, right? So you're going to loosen your legs and then I'm leg pummeling again. Right? Or I could even do this with your sleeve. There's even less risk. I can go 2-on-1. You see people go 2-on-1 on the sleeve. But I have to make sure that my chest is over yours. You will feel it if you experiment with this. There is a point where you feel great. And then there's a point where you are just automatically immobilized. And that is the chest over chest distance. What you'll also find is that there are two distances that are good for the bottom player. The distances for the bottom player are going to be chest over hips, meaning the top person, their chest is over my hips. So even when I'm in closed guard is not the same position when your chest is over mine. When your chest is over my hips, though, I'm going to have you in a lot of trouble. But sometimes you can avoid this by sitting up so postured. Now your chest is over your own hips, right? I can't really attack you from this. It's very hard for me to do much to you without getting my hips underneath your chest. The other position is my chest underneath your hips. Okay. So like X guard or something like that, my chest is under your hips. Those are the three distances. Again, I got this from and through a seminar. It's really good. When I have time to explain it and I can show moves, it's like the best seminar that I have, I think. I have some good leg lock ones too. And so maybe some people like the leg lock ones more, but I like the distance management one better than anything. I think that's my favorite seminar to teach. But anyway, it's innovation, right? We look at all of guard passing. We made it simpler, just understanding where you are at, knowing when you can have offense and when offense, trying to attempt offense would just get you submitted, right? If you're going with somebody good. When you are chest over hips, if you are in somebody's spider guard, that's usually the position that you're stuck in, is chest over hips. If you try to pass with your head down and your chest over their hips, they're probably just going to omoplata or triangle you. They have way too much control of your body, right? And this is just a simple, innovative thing that came from watching. Something else, talk about footwork, you know, and the importance of footwork. This came for me from watching Hoffa and Gordon and asking myself, hey, what are they doing that I'm not doing? What are they doing that nobody's doing, right? What do the good passers do that the not good passers don't? Footwork is one of the main things. Their ability to take steps from the guard. You will notice if you think about your passing, you may think you're mobile, but you are probably walking in about a 2 to 6 inch range. You will not, you know, deviate from. When you watch Gordon or Hoffa, they take 2 foot steps and then back and forth. And then they'll take a bigger step than that. And then they'll like jump to the other side, right? The confidence in footwork. And this, again, this comes from designated winner. Again, another thing to innovate on is training method. You are one of the best ways to drill this is designated winner. But this is just an innovative thing that you find through watching people and asking yourself questions. Mainly the question is, why is this working? We have so much jiu-jitsu success that we can just watch online all the time. The best guys in the world making the second best guy in the world look like a white belt. There is so much to unpack in a match like that, in a round like that. And one of the biggest things you can do is just be an observer and try to look at it through a different lens. Try to look at it a little differently than other people have. Chris Payne's always talks about Preet, and he's told this story before on the podcast, but I'll share it again. So Preet came up with what people call the grilled chicken. And this is a guard retention idea. And I think it's called the grilled chicken because it was supposed to be the rotisserie chicken, because that's what it actually looks like. But then they changed it to the grilled chicken for some reason. But he talks about how the main person he watched for this inspiration was Braulio Estima. And Chris says Braulio Estima's students, Braulio has a gym not far from him. You know, sometimes his students will come into my gym and train. And he goes, and I will teach the grilled chicken concepts. And their minds are blown. Shouldn't they know it? No. Braulio probably does this by feel. You know, maybe at this point he knows that he's heard this story before, and so he knows. But he probably does this by feel. He does this because he has been on the mat long enough to develop it. And if we can take that skill and simplify it to something like, hey, when he walks to the side, you fall to your side. You know, you get on your side before he finishes his pass, and then you're able to defend much easier, right? Or you turn away and you're able to running man much easier. Super innovative. And all he was doing is observing. He didn't even do the jiu-jitsu that was being learned. So to innovate, you don't have to be great. All you have to do is be observant. There are so many people that are already great. Observe what they're doing. See if you can take out the little things that they don't even realize that they're doing, and see if you can perfect them. See if you can innovate on them. See if they work for you. That's why I'll leave you guys with innovation is observation. Make sure that you are being observant, and it will really help your innovation. That's all I have for you guys. And that is the episode. And that is the conclusion of the 7 days to suck less. I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate you so much for listening to these episodes, for supporting the show. If you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. Thank you for coming. I try to put out really good content every Thursday and now again, every Saturday. And I'm really happy that we're at the end of the end of the 7 days to suck less. And hopefully it was helpful for you guys. I tried to keep the topics kind of broad. I was hoping that maybe there would be 2 topics for each person that they really go, oh, I really love this week. And maybe you just enjoy the show. You listen to every episode, which would be awesome too. But I really hope that you found ones that you really loved. That's what I think is cool about this show, is the topics are so unique. Even though the host is the same pretty much week in and week out, the topics change so much that you end up getting different episodes out of stuff. And I love that. I think that's a blast. And hope we can keep doing it. Hope we can keep putting out good content. But I can only keep putting out good content with your guys' support, with your guys' 5-star reviews, and just communication from you guys. I honestly, podcasting is weird because it's only me talking to you. And when I get to hear from you guys, people think that I'm joking. When I get these like paragraph messages about an episode that changed their jiu-jitsu, how you submitted somebody at the gym because you learned pacing or you learned blitzing and somebody you could never beat. And it's just a me and you thing. It's not like you're bragging to everybody on Facebook. It's just a conversation between me and you, but it's also something that lets me know that the concepts and ideas that I'm using aren't just good for my students. They are good for students around the world. So if you guys ever get help from the show, always send me a message, josh@simplifyingjiujitsu.com. I would love to hear from you. And like I said, I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the 7 days to suck less. We will be back with a new episode, a great new innovative episode this Thursday. I won't record it until I get inspired because right now all my inspiration has been sucked out of me. It's just been a lot of content creation. I actually am going to end this outro and finish the book. I recorded all 7, haven't edited them all yet, obviously, because I'm still recording. And they're all going to be ready. And today is, for me, is Saturday, the Saturday before the 7 days to suck less starts. It starts on a Monday. So I have 2 days, but these 2 days are really busy with other jiu-jitsu stuff. So I think that we might be working pretty late on Sunday night trying to get everything together. But I think it's going to go well. And yo, you guys will know. If you guys are like, yeah, well, the book wasn't even released with the 7 days to suck less, then you'll know, well, I'm struggling. Today should mark the day. I don't know if today marks the day yet or not that we release How to Train Jiu-Jitsu. I think we're going to release it tomorrow on Monday. I'm pretty sure. Obviously, I could be more definitive. Maybe in the description I will be. If there is a link in the description to How to Train Jiu-Jitsu, then obviously it's on sale now. But if there is not a link in the description, then it will be on sale tomorrow. And the only way to really get informed from that will be to be on the Simplifying Jiu-Jitsu email list. And the only way to do that is to sign up for the 3 Lenses ebook. So be sure to get on that. Hit me with a 5-star review. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys so much for listening if you didn't watch. And have an excellent day, guys. Have a great week. I'll see you guys Thursday and we'll come back with something great. I hope today's episode and all of the 7 days to suck less helped you suck just a little bit less at jiu-jitsu. Have a great day, guys. So on that music change, I just thought that since the episode is over and you are still here, you're wanting more content. And I just want to make sure I share with you all the places that you can find me and the content that I produce. Most of the things that I make will be at simplifyingjiujitsu.com. This is a company that I started just a few years ago with my dad and one of my brown belts at the time. And we have been trying to learn to simplify jiu-jitsu and create great simple jiu-jitsu content. And you can always go to simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com to see what we are up to in the content creation realm. Speaking of content creation, you can go to simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com and get a free copy of my ebook, The 3 Lenses. This ebook is going to be how to create a schedule for yourself to progress at jiu-jitsu using the training method you enjoy and focusing on jiu-jitsu in a way that you enjoy. Also, besides the podcast, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always send me an email, josh@simplifyingjiujitsu.com. I try to send out emails and keep you guys up to date with what we have going on the show and at simplifyingjiujitsu.com. But it also is really great because it's an avenue for you guys to communicate with me. I get to get so much new content for episodes by things that people have emailed me. So if you ever have an idea for a show or a guest that you might want me to interview, even though I do less of those now, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear about a guest or an idea for a show, a topic that you would like to hear, or maybe something that you have been experimenting with that I could experiment with too, because I do like to human guinea pig a lot of the times and try to adapt and use whatever methods I'm hearing about and I'm seeing other people use. And so I'm really happy that you guys stayed for this episode. I'm really happy that you guys at least seem to be enjoying the show. Make sure to sign up for my 3 lenses ebook so you guys can get on the email list and you hear more about what we have going on at the iSec at Jiu-Jitsu Show and simplifyingjiujitsu.com. Have a great rest of your day, guys.